A woman who climbed a fence to escape an isolation facility will appear in court. The 43-year-old has returned to quarantine at Auckland's Pullman Hotel after police arrested her on Saturday night. The New Zealand police have confirmed she was medically assessed while in custody and was deemed fit to return to managed isolation. They say services are being provided to support the woman. Jackie Maguire is a clinical psychologist and joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Corin.
The issue of services, health services, but in particular mental health services for people, and we don't know about the particulars of this case, but it clearly must be an issue for many people returning the mental health services and being in quarantine for that length of period.
Oh, absolutely. When you're restricting people's liberty, Corin, that's not a decision anyone makes lightly when you're stuck in a room for 14 days with limited access to people or the outside world. When you look at the research, Corin, which was conducted actually a rapid review in February around past pandemics like SARS and swine flu, quarantine over 10 days has got higher links to fatigue, stress, depression, insomnia, etc. So, you know, when we think about those that are coming back to New Zealand and are in managed isolation or quarantine, absolutely the question is, for those that are vulnerable, what are the support systems that are in place?
And what are those? What do we know?
I don't know, Corin. And you know, my top question would be, is there pastoral care? When you look through that research, the recommendations are that people have daily contact from the government. And so, you know, I would want to know, are people getting checked in on daily, especially if they're vulnerable? And I think people could be in PPE going around and doing quick check-ins on those that are in there.
Right, so people are being checked on, but we don't know whether they're asking the right questions necessarily.
Oh, I don't know, Corin, if they're being checked on. That's what I would hope is happening.
Well, they're certainly being contacted. They should be being contacted most days to check.
Well, you'd hope so. Also, I would think that being able to provide resources to people on how to manage their thoughts, manage emotions, to kind of stay well in managed isolation would be really important, because not all of us have those skills.
No, that's right, and that's the point I was making. So whilst they may be being checked on for their health status regularly, and they should be, would they be necessarily being asked about how they were feeling mentally? Because they might not want to talk about that.
I don't know, Corin, but they should be. You know, they absolutely should be on a daily basis. That should be part of the screening checks. I think that's really important pastoral care the government need to be taking for those that are in managed isolation. I think it's also then about what resources people have whilst they're in managed isolation or quarantine. And again, I'm not quite sure about, you know, what people have access to. So, yep, it's good if people have computers and they can work and they can stay engaged, but it's also really important that, you know, people can physically stay fit, that they can do things that provide them purpose. So we don't want people on a screen all the time. You know, that's not good for our mental health and well-being. So, no, I don't.
Oh, and we know, of course, that the exercise, the amount of exercise is obviously pretty limited in terms of it was a bit more relaxed, but it's not so much now. Is that going to have an impact?
Oh, absolutely. Physical exercise produces serotonin and endorphins in your body, which increases your mood and helps you sleep better, having a positive upward cycle. So, you know, exercise is really important. Staying in bed and watching Netflix for 14 days is going to be detrimental to your mental health. So, you know, being able to engage your body, engage your mind is really important.
And the thing is, it's interesting, is that I think it was in the study, that one way to look at this, if you look at it in a sort of an altruistic way, that you are doing this for the country and that it's a part of an effort, that might help?
Absolutely, because that gives you purpose. You know, if you're just thinking about yourself, and many people, I presume, that are in managed isolation go, I don't have COVID, you know, why am I here? But actually, if you can go, you are supporting New Zealand. We have sacrificed as a country huge a cost to business, to the economy, to people's livelihoods. You staying in managed isolation helps all of us in our effort. You're doing a bit for the country, you know. And there's been many conversations, Corin, through this period of our ancestors went to war to support us. This is our war for this generation. So staying in isolation is, but it doesn't take away the hardship of being in a 4x4 box for 14 days. So we do need to have empathy and compassion for those people, and we do need to be providing resources so they can stay well through that time. Because what we don't want is, you know, thousands of people exiting isolation anxious or depressed. That wouldn't be good for anybody.
Indeed. Jackie Maguire, thank you very much. Clinical psychologist.